The passage of a major transportation bill is a huge victory for tens of thousands of Oregonians. First and foremost, it contains a one-year extension of county payments, $100 million to counties in southwest Oregon and rural schools to help them deal with their financial difficulties. This means counties may be able to restore critical services, jail beds, sheriff's patrols, and other things. Secondly, the bill contained 1 year of lower interest rates for 120,000 students in Oregon who are getting federal Stafford loans. Their interest rates will not double tomorrow. We have staved off that disaster, and I've introduced a bill to make their lower interest rates permanent. And then finally, the jobs. The construction jobs that will result from this 27-month bill with a tremendous investment in Oregon's roads, bridges, highways, and transit systems will put thousands of people to work and help small businesses who supply that industry. Even better, this bill contains the same formula that I negotiated 6 years ago, which means Oregon will get a greater share and, in fact, will be a state that is a net beneficiary. That is, we will send fewer gas tax dollars to Washington than we get back to deal with our interstate and major highways in Oregon. This, all in all, is great news just in time for the nation's celebration of its birthday on the 4th of July.